Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds for other people to see them. Otherwise you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. When you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be in secret, and the one who sees in secret may repay you. When you pray, don't pray like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, don't look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except your Father who is hidden, and your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today in the Gospel, Jesus talks about giving without blowing trumpets before us. The entirety of the Christian life is meant to be self-giving in response to the Lord, and he doesn't want us to do it in a conspicuous way. In today's first reading from St. Paul, he describes how to give bountifully. Responsorial psalm, we talk about lavishly, that we're giving in abundance, we're not just giving a little, we're seeking to give a lot. In response to the fact that God has given us all and made us in his image. But beyond inconspicuous and bountiful, St. Paul stresses that we should give cheerfully, because God loves a cheerful giver. How do we give cheerfully? We give cheerfully when we give out of love, when we recognize we're giving to someone that we love. We give cheerfully when we don't do so under compulsion, he says, but freely with all our heart. We give cheerfully when we recognize what we're receiving through giving, and that we have something far greater that we're receiving from the Lord, no matter how much we have to sacrifice for others. St. Mother Teresa used to stress with her missionaries of charity that the spirit of their society was loving trust, total surrender with cheerfulness, as lived by Mary and Joseph in the Gospel. That if it wasn't cheerful, it really wasn't marked by loving trust or total surrender, even though the surrender might seem total. Because as she would say to them in her own conferences, the one who gives cheerfully gives more, because we sacrifice even the potential sadness or the experience of loss. But also we give more because we're capable of giving more, because the love with which we give, the joy with which we give, because we know we're united to the Lord and his resurrection, all of that helps us to give more, even more than we thought we had originally. She says, when we've been asked to give a very difficult sacrifice, remember that Good Friday is always followed by Easter Sunday. So we should know of the risen Lord's presence and how he wants to give together with us. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Aloysius Gonzaga, who died at just the tender age of 23. When he was 6, he had his first real deep experience of the Lord, that liminal moment in his life, which from that point forward he wanted to give all to the Lord. He did it, as young often do, and prayer and sacrifice. He would spend hours kneeling on, without a pad, on the marble floor of his house. Wherever he would go, and he traveled in noble circles because of his dad, he was constantly trying to serve the poor. He wanted to give his entire life to the Lord, but his dad wanted him to be a nobleman. Eventually, if the dad gave and withdrew so many times permission, he was able to become a Jesuit at the age of 17. He would only be a Jesuit for 6 years, but in it, he was renowned for his self-giving, the way that he would help out in the house, the way he would take the last seat. When the plague hit Rome, he and the other Jesuits went out to care for everybody, giving himself, spending himself totally with cheerfulness. He thought he would die because he had received an intimation that he was not going to be long on this earth. So he was surprised that he didn't catch the plague and die. But a short time afterward, he caught a fever, and 3 months later, he was dead. But throughout it all, he was describing in his letters to everybody, "I rejoice to go to the house of the Lord." That his extraordinary joy in giving himself back to the Lord, who had given everything, was the chief characteristic of his life. You see in that beautiful letter to his mother, some people criticize it as cold. I think it's extraordinarily reverent toward his mom to get her ready to give with him what God had given her originally and a son, to make that sacrifice cheerfully to the Lord. Because for us, death is not an annihilation, but a change of address. Today, as we come forward to this Mass, God gives himself cheerfully to us. He proclaims his word cheerfully. He gives his body and blood cheerfully. Let us receive it with joy and cheerfully give back to him and to others. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.